The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning. State their business, then vanish as quickly as they appear.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Not that I believe in it, but I could see that. But these guys are dumb.
Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Is your mic literally not on? Oh, boy. What a fucking idiot.
That couldn't be more perfect.
Yeah. I don't know if my mic is on either.
I don't know if you can bronze dip shittery, but we just did right there.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a lot of seminars about making a better podcast. Turn your mic on! Turn the microphone on!
I don't think we could be worse at this. Like, if we try to be bad at this, and we can't outside of our own accidents.
Oh, well.
Well.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm going to drink this whiskey.
Well, look at that. Who needs a glass? Yeah. Oh. Just straight from the bottle.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a classy way to do it, like a pirate. Yeah, we're at the Biltmore Hotel, which Dave, you did some. So everybody's been here all weekend. I'm taking it. You got some fun stuff. You see any ghouls or goblins at the Biltmore? Did you
really?
For serious?
It's a creepy spot here.
What is your name?
Perla.
Perla. What have you seen, Perla? It's a podcast festival. There's a lot of creeps at this thing. Let's not go blaming the ghosts right away. It's a lot of shut-ins trying to interact with people right now. One and two?
The electricity starts to really frequency itself. Like, it'll start stuttering.
Really?
Wow.
All right. Well, as I've noticed, my mic went off right at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. Ghosts are afoot.
Uh-huh. No way was that operator error. That's something paranormal right there.
Yeah. Everything I screw up can blame on the spirits. Well, Dave, this is a haunted hotel, and it's got some history to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of history to this hotel. the haunted part, yeah. Did you want to get into that right now up top?
We can bring it in with the folks. I mean, again, keeping with our spirit, we don't know what... We should have watched some of these seminars.
Yeah.
About how to engage your audience, how to interview people.
Mm-hmm.
We got to interview people now. Yeah. One of our guests isn't even here.
Yeah. Dave waits parking his car somewhere.
He gave us a ride, and he's not here.
$5 to park, kaboom! No way. Yeah, it's crazy.
That impersonation will make so much sense once you meet him.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. But we'll get into the Biltmore stuff. It just so happened that the place we're doing this is haunted as hell. Like, I know this isn't technically count as haunted, but it is where they shot that scene from Ghostbusters. So that's, I know it's a movie. I know it's not like a documentary.
Ghostbusters not real, guys. Fictional film.
But yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. Yeah, you have a good weekend, man?
Yeah, I did a Barry's boot camp yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. My lady goes to Barry's boot camp.
Yeah.
She goes like 8 times a week.
I felt like I fought a group of soccer hooligans.
Yeah.
And lost. That's how it feels. This is how the podcast is, guys.
Yeah, I don't know what
we
you
really,
guys are.
We sat down to try and have it. We'll get in there and we'll be like big and it'll be like, let's just do what got us to this point.
Yeah.
Which was the bare minimum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't. I exercised yesterday. I tried to do something with my life, and it hurt real bad. And now I don't know why I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. That's my motto. That's it served me well.
Yeah, I've been on a bender all week.
Yeah,
and I mean now we're at 2 in the afternoon, taping a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a real, you know. All right, 2 in the. All right, let's get into character. So we start at the Escondite, a few blocks down, at about 11:30. And, you know, hey, podcasting, right? Is this how it goes? I feel they've all seen so many podcasts this week, and this is a real, this is a real bump in the road for how these things should go.
This is like when they let the Little Leaguers run the bases at Dodger Stadium after the game. Yeah, look at those guys trying to do the thing the pros are doing.
We're really doing it,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, look at them go.
We made it. We're in the Hessian room at the Biltmore.
The Hesh, is that the name of
it? I don't know.
I think you made that up.
Katie let us in here in these weird caverns and banquet halls and these weird sort of like, I feel like they have Mason meetings in here, like the Freemasons would meet in here.
Probably.
They have a tiny Bilderberg orgy. Mm-hmm. Just the smallest orgy.
Yeah.
Just two dudes looking at each other's dicks. I think the Illuminati's real too. Check it out. Yeah, why don't you go to the computer, Dave? I've run out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, I was trying to keep from going dark.
Well, we're all trying to keep from going dark. That's society.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we could ignore it. We could ignore this week's events. Should I just try my new Vegas shooting material?
I think so.
Yeah, let's go. Let's bury ourselves first. No, what are we going to do? Not talk about the world? It was last week. We know what happened. A bunch of people got shot in Las Vegas, and I wrote a joke that was it was nice to see that so many people turned out on Monday. It happened Sunday night, and Monday morning, a bunch of people turned out to donate blood, which is kind of counter. Like, I don't want Monday morning Vegas blood. Like, I think that's the last, as much of a nice gesture that is, I don't think that's really, like, assisting in a tragedy. It's like, please take this from me. Take this stepped on Coke and Ciroc vodka juice out of my body for your own well-being. It just looks like a Bloody Mary that somebody left and the ice melted in it. That's what that blood looks like. Anyway, current events.
Yeah.
There's not anything good going on currently, so you talk about what is happening. Did you write any new Vegas material, Dave?
No, I didn't.
This is a seminar on how to actively ruin your podcast. Well, there was one called How to Kill Your Podcast, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it was like in a polite way of like, oh, I'd like to end my podcast. How do I gracefully exit? Or mm-hmm. Did anybody go to it? No? Yeah. All right. Knocking it out of the park. Mm. With that. Yeah, I don't know if it was like how to gracefully end a podcast. Not that I'm not saying that, Dave. I'm happy doing this.
Yeah, me too.
It's more comfortable. It's more comfortable when we're in my house.
Uh-huh.
Just alone, looking at the floor.
That's true. Less expectations.
So. Yeah, when you say you believe in ghosts in front of a room full of strangers, you mm-hmm. feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
when it's just us, we could just, you know, just rip on it, you know?
That's true.
Bigfoot's real. You bet, buddy. And we just go for it. Now there's 25 people here.
That's true. No, but thanks for coming out, guys. We're glad you're here. It'd be awkward if you weren't.
I mean, it would just be like a normal one.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's still weird if we were just by ourselves in this giant room. So
we'd be ghost hunting.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, be man. Ghost hunting with some monkey shoulder. Paul would have been here.
Paul, where'd you get the monkey shoulder? Liquor store. I never heard of it. I didn't know if this was homemade hooch or what. But oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Right on.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I always pretend. Three single malts. Yeah. Get me fucked up? Okay, yeah, cool.
It's a blend of three single malts, so triple malt.
Oh, man.
Is that how scotch works? Triple malt. Mm-hmm. Old trippy.
Yeah.
Trippium. Yep. Jesus Christ, can we
math.
Bring the guests out?
Yeah, we should probably bring the guests out now, Kyle.
Instead of me in a panic attack out here.
Guys, we're...
Are the guests ready?
I think so. We're very fortunate to have three of the funniest human beings on the planet gracing our stage today. Let's bring out James Adomian.
Deb DiGiovanni.
And Dave Waite.
Dave Waite.
Give it up for these assholes.
They made it. Dave made it.
Slowly practice, Dave. Dave's still chewing.
Make sure the ghosts haven't turned your mic off.
Hello?
Dave, you want a pull of this?
Yeah,
it's monkey shoulder.
Ooh, what is it?
It's monkey shoulder. I say that like
it's
you know.
Triple,
oh, it's your favorite.
It's
monkey
triple
shoulder.
Dip scotch.
Monkey shoulder could be the result of an improv game where you make up the name of the comedian. Wheel well.
James Adomian, everybody.
That's good, monkey
yeah,
shoulder.
That's good.
I'm going to pass.
That's a good suck there.
Deb,
yeah,
pass.
I'm passing on monkey shoulder.
Deb, are you not a drinker?
What? I'm not a drinker.
You're from Canada.
I know. I
you
don't.
You have to drink.
I don't. I don't drink anymore. Oh. Sorry, guys.
No, Dave,
I know.
Dave, go put your dirty
Boo.
Lips on that now, Dave. Wait.
What?
Put your dirty lips on that thing there.
Pull off the whiskey and talk into the mic.
Uh-huh.
How about that traffic out there? Did you guys cover that already?
Yeah. We're jumping into traffic bits? That's your... We have hundreds of listeners. And you want to alienate them with LA traffic bits? Actually, Dave was driving us here, and then we had to get out of the car.
Dave dropped us off, and we still had to walk 18 minutes. Thus, my sheen.
I brought a kerchief.
It's my normal sweat.
You want a kerchief?
Still, at least I have an excuse now.
I'm sure a kerchief.
I'm like an old Southern preacher now.
It was only ever a matter of time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. James Adoman, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you're a busy man.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I always got time for the Biltmore.
That's true.
What was...
Are you guys all staying here?
Yeah. Oh, really?
This is included in the breakfast package.
Yeah, come see Notorious Drunks Kyle and Dave at 2 p.m. on a Sunday, and we'll see how that goes. What was that? So what, you've been here, have you been here all weekend doing different shows?
I skipped last night.
Skipped last night?
Because I've got standards.
Whoa.
What happened last night? What was going on last night?
I don't even know it was here. And it's good. Nobody booked me. I was here Friday for Chapo Trap House, and now I'm here for this.
That's an exciting one, huh?
Did you have to dress up into any of your characters?
Yes, I did Sebastian Gorka.
Okay, you put on the fake goatee and everything?
Yes, okay. and a a scary-looking cape.
Yeah.
Did they video that one? You can video the podcast, and apparently people watch those.
Yes.
We thought about it, and we're like, why would anybody want to see us?
What I found out is that it's like mining ore to get a video off of someone's phone onto your phone to release it.
Oh, really? Yeah. You were talking about setting up videos like, oh, people really like watching podcasts. I'm like, how bored is your life? You just want to see us sitting around in bathrobes?
Oh, I know.
probably aliens, dude.
That'd be right up there with going to see it in person. Yeah. Like, what a bunch of fucking nerds.
We had to put on shoes for this. You wore a clean shirt. We're doing something out here.
Yeah, I did laundry this morning just for this.
Where? At the laundromat?
At the laundromat. No, at my estate.
I didn't know if you were parked by the laundromat.
I'm always parked by the laundromat in case of emergency. It's a good spot.
Everybody here knows that Dave lives in a van, right?
Things are going good, guys.
Try not to address it anymore, because I feel bad.
I don't have to. I get to.
Is there any way to communicate to someone that you're a friendly stranger?
I try, but like too much eye contact kind of has the reverse effect. I try to hey, I'm one of the good ones. But and then
that
I just
phrase always means you're not one of the good ones.
Yeah.
One of the good what? Creeps that live in their cars on this street.
Things are good, though.
Well, we love you.
James just got back from... did you do Edinburgh this year?
Yes.
How'd that go? Yeah, Scotland.
In spite how many warnings?
He's been telling me for years not to go. It's great. It's great. Yeah, the shows ran the range from terrible to good enough.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
I loved how Edinburgh was like, this is the most haunted city. And like, ooh, look at that alleyway. It's made out of old bricks. And you're in Europe. Like, Prague has a church just made out of actual human bones. It's like, calm down, Edinburgh. Ooh, this cobblestone an old man tripped once in 1883. Like there's a chandelier made out of skulls in Czechoslovakia.
The inside of every building in Edinburgh looks the same. It's just the inside of what a wall of block stones looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like after a while, at first, oh, it's spooky and it's creepy and I'm walking around. This is fun. It's like, if there was a ghost at the end of Edinburgh, I think they're even sick of that festival. I think they're even like, please get out of my fucking town. Like, I just want to go to the store to just get toiletries and there'd just be a juggler there. It's a whole city. There's the whole city's a festival. for the whole month, every part of a whole city, and you live and you think it's going to be this great theater experience. And you know, and I don't blame that. I blame me. I'm not built for that kind of thing because, but like,
yeah, yeah, I didn't bring a great theater experience.
Yeah, 20 days into it, and I just want to go get toilet paper, and there's some Cirque du Soleil shit going on in front of 7-Eleven. I'm like, get the fuck out of the way. I will jam your glitter cane up your ass.
Are you impressed by the Yoda that hovers on his cane?
No. The first one, I'm like, I know there's a trick. And by the fourth week, I'm like, get the fuck out of the way. I need to eat lunch. Like, it's everywhere. The whole city is like the Montreal juste pour rire. And the whole time, that festival, like, comedy festivals, fucking because I don't know. Like, I was, it was with Ian Carmel in Montreal, and we're walking through the lobby of that main hotel where everybody stays at, and a woman just fell on the ground, and we laughed. Because the whole city's a comedy festival, and French, so just a woman fell, and we're like, ha-ha, juste pour rire! And then somebody else came and helped her up, and we realized it was just a woman who fell. We just fell horribly in the lobby of the hotel, and we pointed and laughed. And thought there was going to be like a baby carriage, but the baby had a mustache in it or something. Oh, this baby is a grown man. Oh, juste pour rire.
They do show like the kind of comedy they love in Francophone Canada is the there's a dollar bill and it flies away and it goes whoop.
Yes. Yeah.
They love like foibles. What do you call those things? Prankums.
Now, Deborah, is that the kind of comedy you do?
No. Yes, a lot of funny hats. There's a lot of funny hats. They do. They love, you know, like juggling and shit. Like, they just love that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's all very clown-based, okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we all hate clowns, right? That's a given. The world hates clowns. French clowns, even worse. Are you kidding?
Ugh. I think it's going to go the other way.
Yeah?
Now it's going to be embraced. It'll be embraced ironically, and then you're going to have people going, no, I'm going to clown school. Once something's maligned so much.
Yeah, that'll. You're right, it'll turn. That'll be all hip
mustaches,
and stuff.
Yeah, mustaches were dumb, and they're like, it's an ironic thing. Now people are like, I got a good mustache.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't like it, though. The world can end, is what I'm saying. We can close this up. Yeah, please.
Once you've unleashed the clown.
Oh, no, that's it, right? When bringing the clowns, it's over. Everyone's going to be all Pennywise.
Well, everybody's already sort of a comedian, so we're only one step away.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Deborah, what part of Canada are you from?
I'm French-Canadian. I was born in Quebec, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, only for moments, and then we moved.
Sacre bleu!
My mom is British, so I don't speak anything. Just my dad does. My dad's Italian French. And then I grew up in a small town called Tillsonburg, Ontario. You don't need to know about it. And then I spent most of my life in Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah. So I say the short answer is Toronto. That was what I was supposed to say. But I went on because I thought this might be my only chance to speak. Cool. So I thought I would drag it out a little bit. You know what I mean? There you go.
Now, Dave, what part of Canada are you from?
Not from the Canada, bud.
Oh, okay.
It's from Ohio. That's America's Canada.
I'm from Kentucky.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Same shit.
Yeah, right there on the border there.
Yeah.
We met in Kentucky, didn't we?
No, we met in Michigan.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I felt like we were... No, where's Louisville?
What?
Didn't we meet in Louisville?
Maybe,
whatever. It's a sordid past we have.
Didn't we meet in Louisville? Didn't we have a night at Bowling Green?
Very nice.
One time I texted Deborah like something like you up because I had multiple Deborahs in my phone.
Who doesn't? Everybody does. So many Deborahs.
I'm just going to hit all the Debs tonight, see what's happening.
Well, it was a Deborah that I had the intercourse with.
There's not me. Not me. Not definitely not me.
And I didn't have, sometimes I don't label the people's names right. There's like multiple Jennifers in my phone, and then I'm like, well, boy, I hope so. You know, when I send out the text. All right.
What did I reply?
Dave, wait. Playing the odds.
What did I reply? Jeez. Did I say anything? What
you
did I
like
back?
Very polite.
Was I? I am indeed up, Dave. How are you?
Could be. What's going on?
Do you openly CC everyone with the same name all at once?
No, I go and look at the area codes. I try to piece it together. And then I'm like, what area code's that? Fort Collins. All right.
That sounds like a strategy for craps. I play the area codes.
You're a real Magnum condom PI.
Oh.
I was. It wasn't. No,
it wasn't good, but I was proud of it in my head before I said it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not like you don't laugh at it, but you're like, oh, his brain's working. Well, as you guys may or may not know, this is it's called the Boogie Monster. And we talk about any... That's a good whistle.
That's impressive.
Not because of that, I despise... Like, whistling's one of the things that when done well, I hate even more. Yeah. But not... Like, that was like, oh, that's a sound... But like, in public, when somebody's like, well, I'm a good whistler, so people would probably love to hear this. And there's fewer punchable offenses in this world. They're like, I'm just going to whistle behind you in line because you like music, right? What if it comes out of a hot breath out of my face onto your neck? Like, oh, no. I'll take a hum. Dave, hummer whistle. Go.
I'm a hummer. I can't whistle.
I can't whistle either. Yeah. I don't think it's... I mean, of the hair. Wait, whistle. There's one. Deb, throw one out.
I can whistle.
We got one.
I can't do a tune.
Incorporate the mouth, but I can whistle. I mean, the fingers in the hand.
And just put your lips together and blow. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. Oh, see, look at that. You got to carry a tune.
Somebody's dog, you know, is barking.
You did it through your teeth, though.
Well, I'm talking about when they listen to this. You know, like, you get
it. Oh, it's like when we should just say Alexa and watch somebody's Amazon Echo go ape shit.
I can't do the stepdad whistle.
That's the thing.
Me neither. I can't do that. I would love to,
though. Putting your dirty claws in your own mouth.
Yeah. Can you do that? I feel like you could do that, Dave.
Nah, I can't. No?
Hey, Six Flags is closing.
What? Yeah, yeah. That.
Everybody get in a Suburban.
That whistle is not used for singing, only wrangling families. Yeah.
The real cattle. It's a cattle call for your children's. Well, do you guys have anything that something that might creep you out? Doesn't have to be a ghost story, although we got some haunted stories about the particular hotel we're in. Maybe scariest thing that's ever happened in your life. Whatever, like that's what we tend to, unless you want to veer off into, you know, James, I know you're politically minded if you really think it's a New World Order, because that's where we go, but you're more
James
based in
really
reality.
I'm retired.
I'm out of the game.
Are you
out of the game?
Yeah. They got to him.
They got to
him. Oh, James, we've had many a drunken night talking about the Illuminati.
I mean, I don't necessarily believe in the Illuminati as posited by Alan Moore.
He's winking real hard. Yeah. He's winking real hard. Yeah. The listener knows he's winking very hard. But have you ever had such a fright? It's October. You know.
Yes, actually.
So there, it's October.
You know, they have hay rides, haunted hay rides all over L.A.
No.
Or like cornfields. And I went to one, this is like 12 years ago maybe, and I went with some comedian friends. Drew Drogi was among them, if you know Drew Drogi. Mm-hmm. And we all got stoned, and we went to this haunted corn maze at Pierce College in the Valley. And you go in, we're all baked, and most people are teenagers. And so we're the grown-ups, and we're like, all right, let's go to this dumb corn maze. And you go through, and there's people popping out of the corn, going like, and you're like, that's good. You did your job. And then you hear off in the distance this, and you're like, uh-huh. Whoa, they're really scaring people. And I was like, I was really laying on hard, like, wouldn't it be funny if I was scared of this corn maze?
Yeah.
And I got to the end of the maze, and you see the buzzsaw guy from far away. So I'm like, here he is. It's not that scary. And then one comes right behind me.
Yeah.
And I dropped my smart-ass act completely. I bolted at full speed out of the maze, and I ran into and knocked over the fence that was separating the maze from the people waiting to get in. So suddenly there was a line of like 50 teenagers who were like...
You just sold 30 more tickets for that corn maze.
And Drew Drogi ran up to me and pointed in my face like, ha, 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 as I laid in the fence.
You Kool-Aid manned yourself out of the corn maze, yes, out of fear.
Yeah, so look, they are scary. And now I've learned my lesson. You go in twos.
But that's right. Like, can't, like, a corn maze, can't you just be like, I don't want to do this anymore and just walk through the corn?
I can't. That's scary. And walking through a cornfield isn't terrifying to you?
But you know, that's it's scary. There's an out.
There might not be. You don't know. Like, I mean, where does it lead? Nobody knows.
At a certain point.
You just walked for days.
That's it.
At a certain point, it switches to soy.
Do they let you take the corn home?
I don't remember if there was souvenir kernels.
Okay. Just checking.
Souvenir kernels. I've never done a corn maze in spite of being from the Midwest. I loved a good, like, I grew up like when haunted houses were kind of, before there was any regulation, like we're like, oh, you're gonna be sued in a couple of years. But I'm so glad. I'm so thankful when I can experience something before somebody's overprotective parents were like, this should be shut down. Well, because it should be shut down. And not even because it was scary. It was just like hammered together by stone teenagers. So just loose nails and a like maze of mirrors. So you're just like, I'm bleeding. Was it a haunted? I was like, no, I just got tetanus because they didn't hammer it together well.
I just got touched by a monster in the dark. No, that was Bob. He's finishing it up.
Yeah. It's scary so many ways. My dad had a story about one of his friends punching a guy in a haunted house because he just like thug kids. Like, let's go see it. And some like, I'm a ghost, boo. And the guy's like, fuck, and punched him in the face. There's a fight or flight response, you know. That has to happen so often in a haunted house where somebody's like, I'm a goblin. And they just get their nose broken every other week. Like, October is just broken nose month for goblins. Like, they're going to punch you. Like, I want to know the meeting. Like all the employees right before they open the haunted house. Like, you're going to get punched in the face. Kids are going to pee on you. You're going to see that you traumatized somebody for a long time in their eyes. There's going to be guilt.
You got three types of guys you got to look out for.
Yeah.
Veterans. Tweakers.
You know that group from the VFW who loves coming down to the haunted house every year because they miss the action.
That's the
we don't have to do it.
And a third thing.
This room's just a bamboo cage. We let them scare themselves. We just let their memories do the haunting.
Oh my God.
Hey, all right, I already did Vegas jokes, now I went after veterans. What else? How else can I make sure I have no career in comedy? Disabled? All right. We still got 45 more minutes, I'll get to it. Although they still have to have the ramps in the haunted house. Like, you can't be like, oh, you can't come into the haunted house if you're disabled.
So it could be scary, but it's safe.
But what if you're the one pushing the person in a wheelchair and you get scared and you leave them there? And also, who's so committed to their role of a ghoul? They're like, I'm going to get the wheelchair kid. You know who needs a worse night? The kid left alone in the wheelchair. Boom. Check off disabled. Anybody else?
Hampton Yunt's got that great bit about going to a haunted house, and there was a mummy on stilts who stepped on his foot. And he stayed in character but apologized. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I'm a mummy.
Well, I'm on board for it.
I didn't know mummies were on stilts. I didn't know they were taller
than... Yeah, it was
than,
a really tall mummy.
I thought mummies were based on the average frame of a human being at some point.
Maybe that's why. Like, well, who cares about a mummy? What if he's tall? Yeah. All right, give him a go.
And there's a very good chance I fucked up his joke, too. Yeah. That's probably what it was.
Dab ghouls and goblins? Where do you stand?
Oh, I'm okay with it. You mean like what? Like, do I believe in them? I'm all right with them? I would date them? What is it? What's the question?
All of the above.
All of the above. I think I believe in everything. I think there's a lot of, you know, I think the old-fashioned monsters are the things that I don't find that scary. Like a mummy. I don't understand what's scary about that. Like, is it just because it's a dead guy, like, wrapped in toilet paper? Like, I don't understand. What's scary about that?
I agree.
Like, they don't move fast. I think I could outrun a mummy, and that's saying something right there. Do you know what I mean? One thing, like, I'm not scared of werewolves at all, because they're bad like 3 days a month. Like, seriously. Who isn't bad 3 days a month? Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's interesting.
If they're a man, they're like a handsome man for the rest of the month.
That raises an interesting question. How strictly do the werewolves had to adhere to the exact full moon?
Well, that's the thing. Like weaning or waning or whatever it is.
They got one night.
Right? Isn't it like a couple, honestly, maybe like 2 days a month. Ah, it's fine. You go out of town for a day a month and you're fine. What I'm saying is I would date a werewolf is what I'm saying. That's the message, I think. Right?
If my cycle aligns with the moon,
then I'm good. I'm fine.
Listen, I'm bitchy this weekend.
We take a couple days off a month. We reconvene on Monday. I'm good with it.
You go eat a couple kids out in the country.
And what else? Like, I think Frankenstein is the least scary of the old monsters. Like, he's super slow. Like, what does he do? He's just upset, right?
But if you, I would put Frankenstein in today's world and think about like bioengineering and transhumanism, where we're putting robots into our own brain.
Well, this is a bit. Now you're taking it. Okay, fine.
Is that repeat?
Frankenstein 2.0 or something?
Yeah, tiny computers that people are putting into their bodies to make themselves operate at a higher plane of existence.
What?
That's already going on. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, then that's a scary. You should write that up, actually. That's a scary Frankenstein. Go for it.
I mean, I'm not going to be ambitious about it.
I know, me neither. Let's be honest.
If you've listened to podcasts at all, which nobody has, but if you have, you know that we skim a topic. And then we fuck off about it for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
You could do a 21st century reboot of Frankenstein where he's like, I was engineered genetically to be an Ubermensch. Yeah. Somebody still put the Hans Delbruck brain.
I just want... Like, I don't... Like, Frankenstein wasn't even bad. I know somebody's out there right now.
No, I don't think he was.
Monster.
He was just... Oh, yeah, fine.
But... I don't, like, he wasn't.
He was just misunderstood is what you're saying, right? Yeah. That was it? That's all.
He was just a
looking
big,
for love.
He was a big silly emo kid.
Yes.
He was a big silly emo
That's
kid.
That's it. That's all.
And a time was, and when everybody was aggro.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. That was it, you know?
So,
just
Jeff,
a tall man.
Growing up in Canada, any family stories of any
you know what
Sasquatch
no Sasquatch.
He was excited to ask if because
yeah, are
you're
you
from
because
Canada.
You think that's where they live
she's,
in Canada
surely she's seen Sasquatch.
Maybe I don't know, Dave's
real racist about that kind of stuff.
I mean, that's all they do is drink maple syrup.
I'm Italian. There's a lot of hairy men in my world.
You see him talk to a Mexican guy about chupacabra. Fair enough.
I don't know if we even particularly have like an actual like Canadian monster, right?
Well, you do.
Like a hockey fan, maybe? I don't know. They get crazy.
Rob Ford?
May he rest. Oh, no. I don't want him to rest, to be honest. But yeah, that's about it. I don't think there's anything particularly Canadian. I know, he's dead. You know
I
that,
know,
right?
Yes, he's gone. Is it too soon?
Too soon? No, it's fine.
Wait, the guy died?
Oh, he died.
A couple years ago.
When did he die?
Yeah, not too long ago.
And he's probably in some sort of permanent... insane clown posse torture as we speak.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When did he
die?
Not like maybe 2 years ago, max. I wouldn't say more than two years ago.
How did he die?
Honestly, it was cancer, honestly, which is not funny. Let's move on.
But the guy was doing a bunch of crack.
Yeah, he was going to dodge the crackhead. Yeah.
So if you had cancer, why wouldn't you just do a bunch of crack?
This is the question.
Why wouldn't you run for mayor? See if it worked.
Honestly, that guy did it all.
He's kind of a hero, to be honest.
We're rehabilitating Rob Ford.
I went hardcore bucket list and pulled it off. I'm going to be fucking mayor.
Yeah.
And he did it.
That is a 3 a.m. night fever on crack that actually came true in a way.
Yeah.
What if I ran for fucking mayor, man?
Now you have all this responsibility. Yeah, but not really.
Oh, I've made those plans before.
Of course you have.
We're going to win the world.
You going to run for office?
No, I meant cocaine plans in general.
Well, yeah, but at some point past making up all the band names, running for office comes up next. At one point, it's like, how hard can it be to learn drums? And then 8 a.m. is like, I'll be the fucking governor. I've made those plans too, James. I know those plans.
Dave, wait.
Dave,
hey, what's happening?
You're from Kentucky.
Yeah, dog.
You know about the Popelick monster?
What's that?
You don't know about the half goat, half sheep, half man?
There was the giant rabbit of rabbit hash that would eat you or something like that.
What's that? I don't know about that.
I think it was just a giant rabbit.
That's terrifying.
That's the town where the mayor's the dog. Did I say that sentence right?
How many towns have dog mayors? Idlewild here has a dog mayor. Like, is that...
Is this true?
Yeah.
I think if your town only has, like, 10 people, you're like, the dog's the mayor, right?
But that dog's decisions are still going to affect those 10 people. Like, that dog's policies still have real-world repercussions.
Oh, shit. Not
I guess
again.
We're peeing on everything now. Yeah,
could you... Wait. UFOs, yes or no?
Oh, well, you know, there's probably some sort of alien life form out there, blah, blah, blah. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Like, there's probably space aliens somewhere, but, you know, maybe it's just like an organism out there. It's not even, you know, like a germ or something. That's not that tight, you know?
I'm sorry I asked.
Space aliens, not that tight.
I mean, yeah. I think it would be tight, you know? Like, if they wanted me to go with them, I probably would, you know? I'll see what we have to offer here.
I don't think
here.
They give you a choice, though.
Yeah, what do they have
right?
to promise
I don't think they
you?
Give you a choice. It's like, you're coming with us. It's not, no, thank you, and then they move on to the next one, right?
Maybe
that doesn't happen, does it?
I don't know. Well, it depends.
Well, I don't feel like they're
Mountain
ever going to be
Dave
friendly.
White, get in the ship.
Yeah, maybe. What if their country, what if their alien country runs on Mountain Dew and they need an expert or something like that?
Alien country.
Specifically Mountain Dew. It's a whole extraterrestrial system based on Mountain Dew. Dave White's their god.
But secretly, I love Mellow Yellow more, you know, so it'd be...
That's their conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
We got ours here. Our earthly god believes in Mellow Yellow. They got dog mayors down there. They don't know what they're doing. Dave, nothing scares you?
Well, I think the monsters live inside my head, and I...
I think that's a different podcast, Dave. I don't know.
I took an edible last week of the weed, you know, and woo boy, I had to really go hide for a while. My brain was like, "You're probably gonna die soon." That was pretty scary. And then it was
what
like,
"What kind of edible?"
It was just like a gummy one, you know.
Just one?
It was like this thing where you had it was like a circle, and you had to cut it up because if you ate the whole thing, it was like 100 milligrams. So I probably would have really get. Took the, yeah. Anyways,
brains can be real buzzkills.
Yeah, yeah. I really had to. Yeah, I went lay down at like 11 o'clock where we were up in the cabin and everybody was blowing down. I had to go hide, you know, and be away from everyone.
Yeah, nobody knows what you're talking
about. Yeah, we don't know. There's no point of reference, Dave.
He had to hide from the hide. He had too much party in his system.
What cabin were you at?
It's up in Lake Arrowhead. The hot tub was broke. I'm just going to keep adding details without filling in the rest. Just up there with some bros.
Just a bunch of bros sitting in a broken hot tub?
Well, we just never got it running, man. And then there was a hornet's nest in it and shit. And it,
in the hot tub?
Well, it was like in the paneling and stuff. And then they had...
an actual hornet...
Yeah.
Was this an Airbnb?
Nah.
$12 a night. What could go wrong? Actually,
it's like a house.
Were you staying in a Tex Avery cartoon?
If I knew what that reference was, I probably would have really enjoyed it.
This Rube Goldberg machine took 45 minutes to wake me up. I totally missed my bus.
This will kill the wasp.
This boot just needs to kick this bucket of water over.
I probably should take a storytelling class, to be honest. That's... I got booked on one of those... in L.A., nobody likes stand-up comedy, so there's a lot of these homework shows where you got to do...
shows.
Where you got to do a thing besides the thing you've learned for the past 14 years.
Yes.
That's true.
Hey, yeah. So we want to book you on our show. It's a great idea. You can take a break from stand-up, which you hate so much. Our show, you come on and you tell a story that you've never told anywhere else, not even in private, and you have to wear someone else's clothes. How do you do it?
Well, there's so little stage time, I've agreed to this. Yes.
The show is called Doomed Hour.
It's on top of a moving car, and you have to time out your punchlines for every intersection. That's how it works.
Who books that? Yeah. You can hook me up, right? You'll hook me up, please. Oh God.
What
they lost their venue.
What show did you have to do?
It was at the Last Bookstore, which is a cool place.
Yeah, that's a cool spot.
And it was like you had to do a book review, and it was just like high school or something where I showed up, was like, I didn't read the book. But here's the thing. I did read a book the day before, and I still couldn't even, like, I was like, well, there was like a spy and shit, and I still couldn't, even though it was like just a day, and it already just got jumbled in there. I was like, there's like a spy, and he didn't know he was a spy, and you should read it and stuff.
Spy went to Jersey. And that was Mike,
like, it was like a 10-minute set, and I was like over with the book review in like a minute. And then I was like, like that, yeah. Just like it is right now.
Oh, God.
Well, I didn't mean to make you do something you didn't want to do.
No, I love being here, man. And you just said do whatever, so I just kind of did that.
Yeah.
That's true, Dave.
How about... Well, I do have a scary story, but it wasn't like... It was at the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
Yeah, why not, man?
What's the... It was at the Cincinnati Zoo. They have a zoo train. It takes you through the zoo. You know, you get on the train. It takes you backstage. They had the announcer come on. They're like, "Hey, keep your hands inside the thing and be careful because it's geese mating season."
Oh, no.
And then I'm like on there just riffing like, geese, what are you know, making a bunch of jokes, killing.
Dave is a good riffer.
And I was there with a date, lady date, and we turn around the corner, and I'm like mid-geese joke, and all of a sudden, one of those fuckers came right into the thing and, like, hissed at me, and I was like, ah! And practically jumped in her lap, and that was pretty scary.
Were you considered a rival in mating season?
Dominant male role.
Take him down. Oh, my God.
I feel like maybe he heard me talking shit, like making fun of him. There, like I was going to be afraid of a geese, and then I was. When they get right in your face, they're pretty...
They'll get you. They're angry little birds. They're very mad.
Yeah.
They will. They'll kill you dead.
No, they will.
Well, they might try. Very sharp beaks.
I have a behind-the-scenes tour bus story since we're just jamming.
Oh, all right.
Like this is the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah, that's what it is. R.I.P. Petty. It was sad. Everybody died this week.
Oh.
We're the only ones left. You didn't know that? Everybody else died. And it's only this live Boogie Monster podcast. I don't know why we're taping it. There's nobody left to listen to it. It's like Night of the Comic. There's nobody else left.
If we keep it going, no one will die.
Do you ever reverse anybody, any comic, you ever reverse engineer a bit where you write the punchline and you're like, someday... The premise will show up.
Yes.
Because I wrote down Angela Lansbury, my face in them titties. And I was like, just somewhere, just one day, that's all going to work out.
We'll always be bosom buddies. Wait, that comes to mind.
Well, that's you know more about that world of song and dance. I don't. All I know is I was on a lady date at the Universal Studios backlot tour, and then eventually, if you've been on the Universal Studios backlot tour, you go by the Jaws area.
Yes.
Okay, so you know what's coming. And I thought I knew it was coming, too, because only time I visited L.A. before I moved here, I was maybe 9 years old, and we went on that. And the whole big thing was that you go on a Jaws tour, and you go right by, and janky, rusty-ass Jaws comes up, and like, and then a rusty scuba diver goes under, and then bloody water comes up, and you're like, oh, that's fun. And then as you're pulling away from it, what I remembered as a child... When it was relevant, was that the tour guide was like, okay, that was the Jaws, that was the lagoon. Also, you might notice the buildings in the background was also where the TV show Murder, She Wrote, was the opening sequence was filmed. And so then flashback to 30 years later, I'm on the backlot tour, knowing I came up with the phrase, Angela Lansbury, my face in those titties. just all of a sudden, oh, the Jaws ride. Wait a minute. I wonder if they're still telling people in the mid-2000s that Murder, She Wrote was filmed here. And they do it. And here's Murder, She Wrote. I was like, yeah, Angela Lansbury, my face in them titties. And the rest of my car was just Korean people with cameras, had no idea what I meant. My date had no idea what I meant. But I was so satisfied. Like a long-held secret I kept finally got to exist in the world.
Oh, yeah.
No disrespect, Angela Lansbury.
I remember the Universal Studio Tour had the, you'd go through the earthquake, there was like a fake LA subway that they had.
Yeah.
And then an earthquake that would happen, at, like a cautionary tale, like, we shouldn't have transit in Los Angeles.
I always wanted to do a Yelp review and talk about, like, you go on the Jurassic Park ride, and it's like, oh, this is fun, but, oh, something went wrong, and the dinosaurs got out. And I just wanted to do a Yelp review about how everything went wrong. Like, oh, we're looking at the nice Angela Lansbury Lagoon, but then the shark got out, and then the dinosaurs got out. This place is so poorly run, everything keeps breaking.
We were simply on a tour of the gold mine, and we had a runaway mining cart.
I can't.
And the old prospector told us to turn back, but we couldn't.
Our tour guide ignored him.
The brakes on your runaway gold mine carts don't work.
Listen, a murderer lives in that hotel. We've known this for years. Yet we're driving by waving at him. Lock that lunatic up and make this attraction safe.
And look at the elevators while you're at it.
This elevator keeps breaking. No. Yeah. You never been to Universal Studios there?
No.
All right. I'll take you. We'll have a little,
it's the least of the theme parks.
Oh, that's sad.
Do they have any roller coasters yet? Or is that banned in Studio City?
I mean, they got a Simpsons ride. But it's all screens.
It's all sitting in front of a big TV.
Reality, yeah. I don't know what to do. They get the Halloween Fright Nights, right?
Sure, sure. I'm partial to the Warner Brothers studio tour.
Back to the Future?
Yeah, it's just with pilot season. You don't book anything, and you're there every day.
I guess I'll make up my own scenario in front of this New York street. James, you're a star. You made it. Look at you. Hey, twirl around.
Hey, there's the office of some famous old person or a person who turned down my show.
Everyone in here is likely to be a sexual predator. I mean, that's...
Where was Harvey Weinstein's office? Was he on Warner Brothers?
I don't know. They're all fucking creeps, right?
I don't know the story behind that. I saw that was trending, but I don't...
It turned out old rich white guy was a creep to ladies.
Ah! Yeah, that's shocking.
I know. That's scary, right? Boo! Boogie Monster! This episode's really scary for the ladies, because it's about reality. Oh, hey!
That reminds me of, like, horror things that cover up real problems. You remember Monster Plantation at Six Flags over Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
It was this ride called Monster Plantation, and the scary thing was that there's monsters, not that it was a plantation in Georgia.
The fact that there are still businesses called Plantation. There's Soup Plantation.
Soup Plantation should go through some kind of reconstruction.
There's neighborhoods called Plantation.
Oh, God.
The fact that that still exists blows my mind. James, you're also from Georgia, correct?
Yeah, a long time
What's
ago.
Your Georgia connection? I never did quite understand that.
Sounds like that's the sequel to the French connection that didn't make it.
You grew up there?
The Georgia connection. We're here visiting New York stealing diamonds.
That pickup don't go fast, but it'll take a quarter.
I grew up there when I was until I was 10 years old.
Whereabouts?
Moved to L.A. Atlanta.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Nobody else cares about that, right. But that's fine. James and I are both from Georgia. Yeah.
I want to, soup plant. Is soup plantation good?
It is good. It's a little overpriced.
How much?
But it's $12.50 for the lunch.
Is it just soup?
But it's soup. It's salad. They got desserts. They got cheese sticks. They got pudding.
They got a lot more than soup.
Wait, loose pudding. I can't eat loose tub. I can't eat tub pudding anymore. How's that? Remember when Wendy's used to have a little tiny salad bar?
It was called the Mega Bar.
It wasn't Mega. The only thing Mega about it was this kid's reach. There was some kid who couldn't see, so he was just like layup fisting everything on the salad bar. And once he hit the pudding, like he just stayed there.
They had a salad bar, a potato bar, and a pasta bar.
Bring it down. Yeah. Saw a little 5-year-old hand just slapping that bucket of pudding and bringing it to his face. I'm like, I'm never eating one of these again.
Yeah.
Unless you put it at an adult height.
Yeah, the fast food buffet is not a good choice.
Yeah, it hurts your heart. Mm. You want to talk about how this hotel is supposed to be haunted?
I mean,
shit?
We can. I don't care, Kyle.
Did they shoot the Slimer scene here?
They did. This is where the Slimer scene in Ghostbusters was filmed. Not in this room, but somewhere in this hotel.
It's Slimer had a character arc that took him from scary bad guy to a good guy, ally of the heroes.
In the animated, right?
Well, in the animated, they just brought him on board. They were like, this is better than Egon.
Yeah. Egon. But he was a good guy in the second one?
Well, he was in the first one, but he was like a, ooh, scary, haunting someone, and they blasted him, and then then they brought him back later.
It's also the dad and Knocked Up.
Wait, Egon.
Yeah, he's the dad and Knocked Up.
I thought you meant Slimer.
I thought you meant Slimer for a second, too, and I was like, hold on.
No more monkey shoulder for you, Dave. Slimer actually had a lot of notable roles.
Credited as.
Did a lot of voiceover work. People didn't want his mug. Didn't want his face.
Yeah, let's talk about the Millennium Biltmore Hotel. Not the Millennial Biltmore Hotel, which is the poster I made that went out and nobody called me on
it. You called it the Millennial
Hotel?
Hey,
come see us at the Millennial Biltmore
Nobody's
Hotel.
Nobody's accusing us of doing this well.
Yeah. Opened in 1923. Did you know this, Kyle? It hosted the Oscars from 1935 to 1939.
Oh, 4 years.
Right here, yeah.
We've blown that out of the water.
The Oscars, yeah. It was a housing facility for soldiers leaving to and returning from World War II. I should have went with WW2. Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
The whiskey and the alliteration got the best of you.
World War II.
Chinatown Fight Club. They were filmed here. Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Reading
just got
Wikipedia
a whole bunch of fucking trivia facts.
Chinatown. Did they build a replica of the Owens Valley Dam right where we are now with where he got his nose sliced
over? I don't get the
there.
Reference, but
they
yes.
They worked with miniatures. They did a lot of miniatures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fight Club.
You know more about what we're trying to talk about.
I was trying to think.
All
what,
the time.
What scene in Fight Club could have been filmed here? The dinners? What dinner
Oh, when
scene?
He's peeing in the... he's the waiter. Brad Pitt peeing in people's soups.
There you go.
That's what I bet.
Mm-hmm.
That happened
That's
in
a
that
fine
movie?
Scene.
Wow.
I forgot.
My God.
Off the menu, can you go to the restaurant and be like, oh, could I have some Brad Pitt soup, please?
I had to watch that movie 3 times before I got it. Wait, they were the same guy?
You stuck with it, though.
Yeah. I'm not a smart man.
Start it over. Hold on.
I totally...
Not since The Little Mermaid has Dave been so confused by a film.
I love that in the late 90s, the closest you could get to two hot guys having sex with each other was, nope, they're the same guy.
Was that like a big gay boner film?
Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, my God.
James is gay.
Was it anything else?
Well, I would assume that it was. I would assume that it was, but I'm like,
Brad's body is perfection in that.
Yes.
I mean, right? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's almost at my level.
Yeah.
All right, controversial take.
talking about physique, not politics.
Oh, my God.
Ed Norton and American History X.
Ed Norton, he's fit. He could get it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Like he's a bad boy.
But I mean, when you go Brad Pitt in Fight Club, that's different.
I liked Ed Norton in American History X.
Yeah, he's a hot guy.
Like knowing that he was the slouch in Fight Club, and then that came out like a year later, and you're like, look at this guy turning. Yeah,
he got both sides of the tough guy movie.
No, but Brad Pitt hasn't ever slouched himself up for a role.
That's true.
Like he hasn't let it go for a while.
What's the Wall Street? Where are the guys who screwed over Wall Street movie?
Big Short.
The Big Short. Thank you. He grew a beard. That's the best he could do.
Yeah, I didn't shave for a couple days.
Do you think he'll still be masturbatable as an old man?
Sure.
Yeah. Who is that? Who's an old guy that's masturbatable?
I mean, arguably Robert Redford.
Yes. Redford really? Still got it?
Yeah, but how old are we talking?
Jack off to
now?
Robert Redford?
I'm not saying present tense jack off to Robert Redford. I'm saying it's possible.
Yeah.
You could throw in a past tense.
Do you know who's super hot now who I never thought was hot when he was young? Kevin Bacon. Like, I never thought he was hot.
I've been on board with Kevin Bacon.
I like him. I think he's a nice man.
From Friday the 13th, okay. I've been on board with Kevin
Bacon.
But
I'm telling you, I saw him on Kimmel like a couple months ago, and I was like, what? Glasses and a beard and graying. He's like 57 now. And I was like, damn, Kevin Bacon.
You
double
see
bacon.
His dick and wild.
106 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Let me taste that bacon.
Yeah. John Stamos has never been so hot. I mean, fuck, he's hot as hell. I never liked him when he was on that show, but now he's so hot.
Oh, you like, well, he's old.
Well, he's like 52 some or something.
He's
kinda, yeah,
he's been around a little.
Oh yeah, they're rugged.
I'm with the Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
I liked all his. I mean, Footloose. All the moms fell in love with him for Footloose.
Yeah, true.
I love Flatliners. Kevin Bacon.
Me too. Yeah, Flatliners is good.
Troubled.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna go back. Yeah. I'm gonna die and come back with problems.
Oh, there's
ooh,
a good.
Give me a second date.
He
with
did
this
a
fella.
Good scary movie. And what is it called? I'm blanking. It's awful. So why am I mentioning it?
Broken Arrow.
No. Yes.
Stir of Echoes.
Stir of Echoes.
Guys,
it's
we've
so
stumbled
good.
Into playing 6 Degrees
Sorry.
Of Kevin.
That was good. It's impossible not to. That's a good one, though. That's a really good one. Dude, it's so good.
Like knockoff Sixth Sense.
That's the thing. I think it came out of the same year.
Still a good movie.
But it was way better than Sixth Sense, though. Am I right? It was so good. Yeah.
I'll go on that one, though, and I'll say Bruce Willis.
What?
As a, like an old dude. That's
yep.
Like, yeah, right.
Yeah, I'd fuck Bruce Willis.
Everybody would.
Moonlighting era?
Oh, yes. My God, yeah. Oh, I love moonlighting.
Like the end
young
of it,
Bruce Willis.
The end, of his real, the end of his real hair, Bruce Willis.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yes! Give me the late 30s, Bruce Willis.
Give me the late 30s,
Give
Bruce
me that
Willis.
Late 30s hair.
It's like you're ordering
oh, I'd
a
still,
wine.
Pierce Brosnan, I'd still, oh, yeah, I'd hold him down. Am I right? Come on. No?
Yeah.
All right.
Specifically from The Rocketeer.
We won't fight.
Oh. When did this turn into the Guys We Fuck podcast?
Someone turned it, and it's fun.
Isn't that a podcast?
Yes.
Dave,
wait,
which
do you
spooky
have an intro?
Guys we fuck?
Dave, who's on?
What soup would I fuck?
That too.
French onion, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, it's just got that bread on top and the cheese. I feel like you're going to get some level of friction with the French onion.
You got a range of textures.
Yeah.
Well, I had my head so locked into dudes, and now I'm thinking about fuckable soups. I immediately went with a stew.
My brain went cream of mushroom, and then I thought, that's creepy. Isn't it?
Like, you actually went from answering the question and found a creepy soup outside of which soup would you find?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Clam chowder is too obvious.
What?
Clam chowder. Because it's a clam. Kyle gets it.
Kyle gets it.
I want a spoon with a bisque.
For once in the history of this podcast, I think we've gotten totally off topic.
That never happens.
I'm fine with it. Ooh, this is all Paul's fault for bringing it on his shoulder.
Yeah, fuck you, Paul.
About a third into it.
James, will you do an impression for us? You can't do that. Do one of your skits. Do something funny, James.
Okay, yeah. Well, I want to fuck Bernie Sanders. I just think it would be boring.
You want to fuck him?
Yeah.
Huh?
Look. You open that side of the book, and I'll be over here reading numbers. What percent of what percent? I'm coming.
I bet he's an enthusiastic lovemaker. Like a guy like that, it probably doesn't happen often in his life, so he's grateful for the charity. That's the kind of guy he is. I feel like he'd be like very thankful for it.
I would like to consensually fondle the top 10% of the top 2 quartiles of your mammary material.
Does Bernie Sanders have kids?
Yeah. Yes. I think they're adopted.
Oh, well,
I think he has one real kid.
You don't think Bernie Sanders has road puppies?
I have a...
He's a politician. He's got road puppies.
I have an adorable frog that I've adopted. We have adventures together.
It's hard to believe, but Bernie Sanders is my father.
There's some young kid with hair, terrible hair.
Some kid shows up.
23 years old.
You would think that he would recognize me. It's been hard going through high school. I was on the chess team. I didn't make the baseball team because I could only hit far left baseball.
Burning.
We've done over an hour, Kyle.
No.
You know what? That's what the greats say. That's what Bob Hope used to say in the early days of television. We've almost done an hour, folks.
We've done enough for it. Well, let's. Well, if you want to bring it home, Dave.
What?
All right. Looks like the co-pilot's handling this one now.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes. Okay, Dave. Go. Wait.
Got to his feet.
Well, yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
I was going for the booze. But...
Yeah, get in there. Stood up like a presentation.
Yeah. I was going to propose.
Like, what's your favorite scary monster? I guess I know you're the big...
monster?
Well, you're the...
Are you asking a guy with 3 different Bigfoot tattoos what his favorite monster is?
Oh, yeah, you're right. What about you, Kyle?
I'll be honest. Like, one of the things we covered in a past episode was the idea of skinwalkers. And that phrase is already creepy. And the idea that all of a sudden it's like, well, it's a Native American thing. And, you know, you can't disagree with them now. They, you know, we fucked them over pretty good. So mm-hmm. I believe them. You know, they're like, it's real. Sometimes a dog might be your grandmother, might be a witch, turns into a rat. And you're like... Could be. I'm not saying anything to disagree. But all the stories, because everything we research, it's always somebody with a sensationalized tale.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up, James.
You know, with a computer.
Oh, they've got a big magnifying glass, and they go around
We've
taking tiptoes.
We've texted evidence back and forth, which is usually an hour before we record, like... you believe in the devil? All right, let's talk about it.
Look through the microfilm at the library.
But every story about skinwalkers, like the accounts have never been like, oh, it was as scary as a fall night and the wind was whispering between the dying leaves. It's always just sort of like,
Yeah, me and my couple of cousins were hanging out, and we were just drinking, and all of a sudden there was a wolf perched on a rock on the other side of the campfire, and we're like, oh, weird wolf. Anyway, 6 months later, we're hanging out at Christmas, and my grandmother's like, yeah, I saw you guys that one day over the summer. I was the wolf that was on that rock. Anyway, so I seen a skinwalker, and then that's it. And it's like, wait, what the, wait, hold on. Like, they're not even scared. They're just like, yeah, they're around. Kind of fucks you up for a little while. It's so, it's like a hardened soldier being like, yeah, so, yeah, dude with no arms, just blood squirting out. He was trying to point us which way to go, but he had to use his nose instead of his arm on account he had no arms. Anyway, war's crazy. Like, that's how these, that's how it came in, was just this like, yeah, anyway, I saw this. This wolf stood up on its hind legs and just chased our car for a while. We were about 50 miles an hour, and it was just on its hind legs next to us. And then it turned into a person, just turned around, walked away. So, yeah, skinwalkers are real. I'm like, no, more detail. More what? So nonchalant.
Yeah, I challenge the academic community.
Academic
community. Hard science.
Yeah, the academic community is just going to squash and everything fun anyway. World's over. What do you want? Fucking answers? You want good times?
Monsters.
Yeah. This is the opposite of Chapo Trap House.
I love it. That's probably
make
the same.
Shit, we
it's
make
actually
shit,
about the same.
Make shit up and we believe it at heart.
That's just, they do the same thing too.
Okay.
I love the story about the woman who goes like, I was the wolf that you guys were freaked out about on the rock. That rules out the idea of another vantage point.
Yeah.
That someone could have just walked up and been like, oh, they're freaking out of that wolf. I'll pretend it was me. No,
that's what I'm saying. It was just somebody's grandmother saying like, yeah, I saw you. And they're like, how? I'm like, oh, I was the wolf that was in the windowsill.
Yes, I bet that they're leaving out. There was another sentence that was like, which is why you should come to dinner on time.
I mean, they're shitty grandkids. They're not even listening to the lesson of why the grandmother turned into a wolf the whole time. Like, yeah, my grandmother, sometimes she becomes a wolf. It's like, so you'll become a better person.
Yeah, that's the lesson. That's the intention of all the monster stories. Don't be such a dick. Are there any monsters that are not being dicks? Or are they generally badly behaved?
Well, King Kong is like misunderstood and shit.
That's a good
you
one.
Know
that's
what I mean?
True.
They went to his island.
They went to his island and fuck with him.
They went to his house.
Yeah.
I think all I'm on the side of monsters. Like what, did any monsters set out? Like, there was never a werewolf. Like there's nobody just walking around a field like, all right. I want to be a werewolf, like waiting, like you just become a werewolf. You didn't become a mummy, you were cursed, you became a mummy.
Yeah, something happened.
Nobody's
we're all
out.
Victims of victims.
Like that, yeah. Oh, God, you just summed up the
whole community.
What monster
would you want to be if you could be a monster? What would you want
to
be?
I always, you were going to werewolves. Yeah. Werewolves, like American Werewolf in London was a movie that was hilarious, but when you watch it when you're a kid, it also scares the shit out of you. And then as an adult, I found myself, I was like, we'd always get real high. Like, we're going to drive to the Mississippi River, and we'd make it about 45 minutes into a 3.5-hour drive. And we'd stop in some farm field and be like, oh, we got to take a piss. So I get on piss, and then the fog would be hip high, just like when they're walking through the moors in the beginning of American Werewolf in London, where they go into the, what is it, the boar's head, or what's the the slaughtered lamb, yeah. The tavern in the beginning,
that's
like don't
premium
don't.
Belly meat.
That, yeah, boar's head is the meat. Boar's head is the lunch meat, not the tavern from America.
The terrifying location of Hormel.
Now we're getting back on track, Dave.
Even the bologna is good. $7.99.
We got cursed over at the Boar's Head Deli. Don't go into the moors. But that waist-high fog would be in these low-lying cornfields, and I would just take a leak. I ran in my friend's car, just pants around my ankles, dick out, still kind of dribbling on myself. And he's like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, it's about werewolves. Don't worry about it. Just turn around. We got to go home. Like,
fog is just scary. Fog is inherently scary.
But I enjoy being scared like that.
Me
like
too.
The world, I've said it before on previous episodes,
The world's a shitty place full of actual things to be terrified of. So why not be afraid of the things that you can laugh about afterwards? Like, oh man, this hotel might be haunted. What was that down the hallway? And then you're with your friends and you laugh about that instead of being like, oh, ah, there might be a nuclear war or a race riot or everything going on because America sucks right now. Like, well, instead of that, how about Bigfoot? Because that's better.
So these stories of terror bring us together.
I would say. You go see a good, fun, scary movie at a theater where everybody's on board.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
And you walk out like laughing with strangers like, and then the thing jumped out there.
They say it's good for your anxiety because it gives your brain something that, like a 10. Because when you have you're anxious, it's usually about irrational shit. But if you see a horror movie, you're like, oh, that legitimately is scary. So it is science proven.
And it's always important to make sure that all the bad guys in your worldview are something that's jumping out at you, not your own problems that you made.
That's good. Yeah, it puts it elsewhere.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Dave?
Also, I'd be RoboCop if I was good. I don't know if RoboCop's a monster, but.
But it's a good choice.
I know you're about to wrap it up. I just want to get that out there.
RoboCop's a good answer. He is. He's a Frankenstein that was built by justice.
Yeah.
That is the 21st century Frankenstein.
There we go.
Aww. It's been done. It's RoboCop.
Yeah.
And he's misunderstood.
I like it.
It'll be tight.
Deb, what monster would you be?
I would be a vampire, totally. Because they're the best ones. Because, first of all, they're cold, which
sexy
I like.
Outfits.
Yes. They're, you know, the low body temp. I love that. And then, you know what I mean?
Wear a cape in the middle
of summer. Yes. And it just feels like they can do good stuff. They can fly. They can turn into a bat. They can turn into a wolf. You know what I mean? It's all very sexy.
Wait, they can
and
be
it's
wolves?
All, yeah. Yeah,
when
yeah.
When did that happen?
Oh, get into it. It's been forever.
Oh, is that some Twilight shit?
No, I don't watch Twilight.
Oh, they can be bats. They can't be wolves.
No, wolves. Yeah. Are you with me? Where are you, nerds? See, thank you. They're with me. Come
when
on.
When did they get to be wolves?
This is it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, good. Yeah, guys, see?
Stoker's original.
Yeah, and you know, but and then you get to, and you never age, and it's all very sexy.
I want to die eventually.
Yeah, sure. You will like, though. Someone will stake you. You can fucking stake yourself if you want to eventually. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm done, and then just end it.
Oh,
but
you think there's vampire suicide?
Sure, why not? Yeah, I would assume so.
Just hammering it, like, tapping it into their chest. Like, I wish this was easier.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Definitely vampire. Except if I was going to become a vampire, I'd be like, can you give me 6 months? I want to drop a couple pounds because I don't want to stay like this version of Deborah for the rest of my life. Oh, gross.
Yeah, but if you're only drinking blood, that's probably
true. No, I think you have to stay, though. Did you ever watch True Blood?
No.
Oh, that's a good one. Did anyone watch True Blood? Because that was good. First couple of seasons were excellent.
They eat regular food on top of the blood?
I can't remember
that's
if they.
That's never been answered.
But I just,
yeah, like,
I just
you never
remember.
See a vampire having a day. Werewolves.
That's true.
Werewolves are getting Chinese food.
Yeah.
According
to
what's his name?
Warren Zevon.
Yeah. Werewolves still got to eat the rest of the month. Vampires
true.
Like
true. They're regular. No, I don't know. Do they? I don't think they do eat. They drink but
colada.
They don't eat. Yeah.
Drink piña coladas.
Yeah.
That's a good net. That goes and that just feeds right back into being a werewolf.
See?
If it's werewolf only the Warren Zevon version.
What would you be, James? What would you
Jimmy
be?
Jimmy Buffett's werewolf.
I think if I was going to be a monster, I'd be Slimer.
That's a good one.
Because
he kept working.
More threatening. Yes, because he has a few memorable film appearances and then a pretty thriving cartoon career, which basically is my real life. So there's not much difference. I'm just Slimer.
Voiceover work is so sweet. You really let yourself go.
Voiceover work is like the safety net.
It's like a prank show. I'm like, wait, how much? And I wear flip-flops. I wear flip-flops in. This can't be real. Dave?
What?
I mean, obviously, probably Bigfoot, but what's your second choice? And don't pick a denomination of Bigfoot.
What was the question?
Which month? What happened, Dave?
Huh?
We had this. Did you have secret drinks?
Shut up, Kyle.
All right. What monster do you want to be? Other than the one you're being right now.
I think Chupacabra's pretty rad.
Oh, yeah, good one, good one.
He's just wandering around surviving.
That's what all creatures do.
Not really challenging yourself with that one, Dave.
You get it?
Chupacabra don't need a van.
No. He don't need nobody. Fuck y'all, I got this shit.
Well,
huh?
I'm going to try and land this one.
Okay.
Upside down.
Yeah. Well, I think we did with that, Dave. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. I'm a little verklempt with you right now, Dave.
You do something.
Apparently you picked up a real attitude during this taping.
It's okay.
You're angry with me for something?
It's okay.
I don't know what happened.
You know I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Dave.
Hey, this is the Boogie Monster. Donate to our Patreon page.
I was just about to say that, Dave.
Uh-oh, we look like we got a new Dave in the mix. All right, well, I'll say it. Big thanks to our guests, Dave Waite, Deb DiGiovanni, James Adomian.
Yes.
We're Kyle and Dave. Thank you much, Elliot Podfest. Thanks for coming to it, everybody. Cheers.
The Boogie Monster.